Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story which is a sequel. And we didn't actually read the first one, so that's on our to-do list. But a sequel means that it is a second or a third book in a series, right? It means that it's following an original story. And the original story is called Ladybug Girl. But the follow-up, the sequel here, is called Ladybug Girl and the Best Ever Playdate. And it caught our eyes because it has some girls with hula hoops, and hula hoops are awesome. And so we thought we needed to read it. And it's also a story about friendship, and friends are awesome. And we've just finished Valentine's Day, where we've learned about friendship, and yippee, we love it. So let's read this story, which is called Lady Girl and the Best Ever Playdate by David Soman and Jackie Davis. But before we read it, we want to give our patron shout out. Our patrons are our friends who help us get new books so that we always have stories coming. We love sharing stories with everyone from all over the world, and we want to just fill the world with literature and good stories. And if you would like to help us with that, you can also become a patron, and then you get a shout out, and you can ask us questions and talk to us, and we are so happy that we have great patrons, such as, do you remember their names?
No.
Well, Rosaline is with Rory and
Corey.
And close, Kara. Kara, that's right. So we hope that you enjoy this story today. And with that in mind, let's do it. Enjoy your story, guys.
Will Finny be here soon?
Asked Ladybug Girl. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Before we get started, friends, it's read today by Mommy and... Can you think of a good one? I know what I... Can I name you today? Because in the picture, we see the girl's name is Ladybug Girl because she has ladybug stuff on. So I want to call you Lego Boy because you love Legos and you play with them frequently. Can I call you Lego Boy?
My name's actually Square.
Square? Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense too because mini Lego are, in fact... Square. Makes sense.
No, I'm not named Square because...
Because of Lego. No?
No. I'm actually black and I'm shaped like a square. Not like brownish black, just normal black.
Black, and you are square. Well, fantastic.
I come from Shape Island.
Wow. There it is, friends. Okay, so Mommy and Square are going to read this story. So, here
we...
Yep, then here we go. You ready? Okay.
Will Finny be here soon? Asks Ladybug Girl. She's bringing her Rolly-Roo.
What is a Rolly-Roo? Oh, good question. What's a Rolly-Roo? Asks her mama.
It's the most amazing toy in the world,
cries Lulu.
You can ride on it, talk to it, bring it everywhere with you, and dress it up and hide inside it. I can't wait to play with it.
You mean play with Finny, right? Says Mama.
Yes, of course that's what I mean.
Lulu mumbles. When Finny arrives from down the street, Lulu rushes past her and gives the Rolly-Roo a huge hug. It's even better than she thought it would be. She turns to Finny.
Do you want to play in my room with Rolly?
Sure, Finny agrees. Lulu grabs the Rolly-Roo's lead, but Finny holds on to it.
I'll pull him. He's not used to new places,
Finny says. Lulu understands. If the Rolly-Roo were hers, she'd never let him go.
Do you want to play dress up?
Finn asks, trying on items that make her look extra amazing. Like a cape, right? She's got a pretty cool cape.
Okay. to dress up Raleigh,
Lulu says. After they're all dressed up, they lead the Raleigh-Roo with everything they need for outdoor adventures and pull him outside. I don't know what kind of creature this thing is. Can we describe it to them so they can see? Our friends who can't see this book. Can you describe that?
It looks like a unicorn with no horn.
Yeah, it's like a horse, right? Wouldn't you say? Yeah, it's kind of like a great big horse. And what color is it? It's blue with kind of like, it kind of looks like it's maybe tie-dyed, right? Like there's some bits of pink in it. And it does have a hole, sort of, like in its chest that you can pop in and out of. Because it's really, really big. It's big enough to fit at least a little girl inside of it, right? And then it has kind of like a rope attached to it, and you can pull it around. Okay.
I have an idea,
Finny says.
Let's pretend we're looking for a lost magical city. I'll stay here with Raleigh to make our base,
Lulu says. So I think I see what's going on here. She's kind of more interested in playing with the Raleigh than she is with her friend Finny. Wouldn't you agree? I think there might be something going on here. Lulu squishes inside of the Raleigh-Roo. It's super cozy. Lulu thinks she could stay there forever. She's startled when Finny cries out,
I found it! Come and see!
But when Lulu sees where the lost city is, her heart sinks.
I don't think we can play there. It's too bumpy for Raleigh. Can we play something else? Well, okay, what do you want to play?
Finny asks.
Something with Raleigh?
Lulu says hopefully. All right, sighs Finny, thinking.
What if we make believe we're in a rodeo?
The two girls hop onto the Raleigh-Roo and begin bouncing up and down. They stand up to show off their trick riding, and when suddenly, one of the wheels starts to wobble and falls off. Lulu and Finny tumble to the ground.
Oh no! Raleigh is broken!
Lulu exclaims. Finny looks down at her toy and says,
This has not been the best play date. You only wanted to play with Raleigh and not with me.
Uh-oh. Lulu is surprised.
No, that's not true,
she says.
I love playing with you. I was just so excited about playing with the Raleigh-Roo.
But now we can't play with him,
Finny cries. Lulu and Finny wonder what to do. Lulu picks up the wheel and says,
What if we fix it?
Finishes Finny, picking up the bolt that had come loose.
After all, I'm Grasshopper Girl,
announces Finny. And she does kind of look like a grasshopper because she's green and yellow. And she's got, what are these little guys up here? Yeah, she's got a headband on that makes it look like she's got an antenna.
Yay!
Says Lulu.
And I'm Ladybug Girl.
Together, they carefully replace the wheel and use a winch to tighten it.
We fixed it!
They shout together.
Let's see if anyone else needs our help,
yells Grasshopper Girl.
Definitely!
Agrees Ladybug Girl. They zip through the woods and find the perfect place to build a fairy house to keep fairies safe, which is always a good idea. Soon they came to an old, friendly giant. Is it really a giant?
No.
What is it? What is that?
I said it's a, I don't.
Oh, well then I will tell you what it is. It is not a giant. It is a sunflower. But a very big sunflower, so you could maybe say it's a giant sunflower. Anyways, he's a little droopy, so they lend him a hand. Sunflowers get heavy at the top and they start to droop. And this one has done just that. Then they blast off into outer space where they find that Saturn's rings are broken. But that's no problem for Ladybug Girl and Grasshopper Girl. They quickly get them spinning again. And guess what their rings are? Hula hoops. It's amazing. Afterward, they decide to draw new planets near Saturn so it will have more friends. Brilliant idea, ladies. When they are done saving everything in the yard, the entire world, and even the galaxy, Ladybug Girl and Grasshopper Girl fly up to the top of the hill. They spin in circles until they are too dizzy to stand. Lulu thinks that playing with Rolly was fun, but playing with Finny today was the very most fun she ever had.
Where is
the Rolly? Good question. I think they've abandoned ship on it. They left it be because, you know, what's more important than things? What's more important than things?
Okay.
People. Absolutely. People are so much more important than things. Should we go check on Rolly? Asks Finny.
Maybe later,
Lulu says.
Let's have a superhero tea party first.
And there they are having tea like superheroes, because of course superheroes do have tea, don't they? You darn tootin' they do. And that, my friends, is, say it with me, end.